What's up, Errol?
What's going on with you guys today?
Oh, you know, just hanging out, having fun, talking to good folks like you, having a blast.
Well, you guys always do look like you're having a good time. And I always call you guys the childhood dream come true, because how many young boys and girls always dreamed of going into their dad's garage to put something back together again?
Oh, definitely. I was definitely one of those guys that do that. The problem is, when I was really little, I went in and tore everything apart. That was the problem.
Then he didn't know how to put it back together again at that point.
and that's where you come in, right, Bogey?
Yep, absolutely. And that's the problem that so many folks get themselves into trouble with, even as adults. They take it apart, they don't know how to put it back together, and then they call on us at Garage Squad, and we get to be their heroes, which is the best part about working on cars, being a technician, is we get to be people's heroes every day.
Well, and you guys make it look so easy, but I know darn good and well. I mean, you guys are professionals and technicians at what you guys do. But man, on our side of the flat screen, I'm going, I could do that. But then I'd also be making a phone call to you guys going, I couldn't do that.
We get those calls a lot. But yeah, it's our job to make it look easy, right? We do a complete overhaul of a vehicle in, half an hour, less than, right? Or 45 minutes.
Yeah, you know, the main deal here and the main goal is to get you to believe that you can get out there and work on your own car. It's just nuts and bolts. Don't be afraid of it. And if you do lose your way, don't worry. There is always somebody out there that's willing to help.
I got to tell you,
Joe. Remember, somebody put it together.
Somebody put
it together, which means you can take it apart and put it back together again.
Unless it's me, because, boy, back in 1986, I had my AMX, and all I had to do was replace the water pump. I stripped a bolt and said, get rid of the car. I don't want it. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
We strip bolts all the time.
What?
In fact, yes, and sometimes they don't get fixed.
So now, what do the two of you do when you get in situations when you're working with the older models and the parts aren't so readily available? And the reason why that I bring that up is I loved my Isuzu Amigo, but then something went wrong with the pin near the tires, and they said, we don't make them. And so I had to get rid of it. They came over and grabbed it and smashed it.
There's a lot of times where, we will either try to get something out of the junkyard that we can make work, or we will fab up, some parts to, refurbish what we have. Believe it or not, I mean, there's always a way. It just takes a little ingenuity sometimes.
Yeah. Now, Bogey, do you feel that you're a car whisperer? Because the way that you guys bring life back into these cars, it's like somebody had to reignite the passion between the car and the human.
I love that. I'm going to start putting that on my business cards, car whisperer. I love that. I think when you have so many years of experience working on cars, even if you don't know the particular problem or have worked on that particular car before, the systems are all the same from car to car. And they really do start making sense if you just break it down to the basics and not let the details overwhelm you with how this manufacturer does it or that manufacturer does it. It's really just staying focused on how the systems work. And I think there's nothing that you can't fix when you put your mind to it. Obviously, it's easier for folks with lots of experience than it is for somebody who doesn't have a lot of experience. But somebody put it together, you can take it apart, you can put it back together again. It's just being methodical and being slow, and anybody can be a car whisperer if they work hard enough at it.
Joe, one of the things that I've always noticed that when people do have their cars refurbished and stuff like that, they instantly put it into hiding and they treat it like something that's in an art gallery. Don't you think that people need to be showing off their cars a little bit more?
I think people need to start driving and enjoying them. I mean, the reality is I try to tell, some of the older generation, you might as well start driving them and enjoying them, because we worry if the next generation is going to cherish some of these old cars, like we do. So you might as well go have fun. What do you got to lose?
What's your favorite car to work on, Bogey?
anything broken. I'm obviously a little biased because I grew up working on Volkswagens and then worked for BMW professionally for many years. So those are the easiest cars for me to work on. I can work on them in my sleep. But really, I'm not biased. I'll wrench on anything. If it's broken, can I fix it? Is it a complicated problem that I can really roll up my sleeves and dig into? That's the stuff that excites me.
So what about you, Joe, when it comes time to work on these cars and stuff like that? Listening to the story is one thing. Getting into the car is always a different story than what the owner said, because they're going to go, well, I didn't know that would happen if I did that.
Oh, yes, that happens quite a bit. And you know, it's not to blame them. I mean, they're not experienced mechanics. So what they think is wrong with the car, you know, might be, you know, something totally different. You know, they may think, hey, I got a bad alternator or a water pump, and then we find out the motor's blown up. You know what I mean? So it's not their fault, but it's something that, you know, we like to teach them, you know, the difference between all the parts. Because when we leave and, you know, we leave the show and they're left to deal with this car, you know, we like to look back and say, you know, we taught them the basics in order to keep this thing up and running for a future run.
And that's every reason why I like watching Garage Squad. I mean, because you guys do make it so real, and you really kind of give us confidence in a way that it's like, okay, let's give this a shot.
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. It's just nuts and bolts. Don't be afraid of it.
And sometimes it's knowing when to not do it, though, right? Like, don't be intimidated by it, but also know when you're getting in over your head so you don't end up having your car sitting for 20 years and having to wait for us to come around and save you.
Absolutely.
That is correct. And probably the most important thing everybody needs to know is when it comes to safety, if you don't know, don't touch it.
Absolutely. Please come back to the show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you, too.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet. You be brilliant today, okay?
You
as well.